This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Number 27, center fielder Mike Trout.
Listen to that.
You grew up here.
Yeah, that's impressive.
This is very impressive to see these Phillies faithful. Give Trout a nice round of applause as Lee delivers a strike.
And we've been known to boo Santa Claus and the Easter Bunny. Mike Trout, more popular than both. They gave him a standing ovation. That's pretty impressive.
Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Zilla, Elliot Shore Parks in for Hugh today. All right, we'll get back to all your phone calls here on Quarter Century. Who deserves that final spot? The voting was super close between Jalen Hurts and Chase Utley for the final spot on our top five of the last quarter century here in Philadelphia sports. And, of course, best answer we get today to the best concert we should go to, like a concert we can't miss, a concert we have to go to, will win a pair of tickets to the Phillies now, and Red Sox on July 22nd.
Are we opening this up where it's just like a band, or can we talk about a concert experience? Like, you need to see a concert. I don't want to take one, but, you know, at a certain venue.
No,
or something.
It could be an experience.
Okay, all right, yeah.
Yeah, like basically a show or a person. Like, you can't miss them. You got to go at some point and see it. Best one we hear today will win the tickets to the Phillies and Red Sox on Tuesday. All right, so Kyle played us in there with a blast from the past when Mike Trout got a big standing ovation here. Well, the Phillies are back in action tonight. The second half starts tonight. Phillies, and they welcome in the Angels and Mike Trout. And look, I know we've had many conversations over many years about Mike Trout and the Phillies. I'm just going to make one final plea to everyone. The Angels are in. The Phillies obviously have, 13 days till the trade deadline? Mm-hmm. And I thought about it very simply this morning. There's no player the Phillies can acquire. There's no single bat that's going to be available better than Mike Trout. Mike Trout, I know people just stop paying attention to him because he's been hurt. He has played 70 games this year. His OPS is over 800. In his last, let me pull it up, 41 games since he came back from the injury list, he has a 9-11.
Want him, sorry.
Well, that's okay, Jolly.
I'm sorry. I didn't even mean to play that right there, but
in his last 41 games, he has a 9-11 OPS. He'd be the second best player on the team the minute he walked in the door. It'd be Schwarber and Mike Trout. Like if his name was someone else and it wasn't all the stuff associated with his injuries, you'd say he's the bat. I would trade for Mike Trout right now. I'm curious if people still want him, because Elliot, 5 years ago, it was like the dream to get Mike Trout. And then every time it comes up over the last 3, 4, 5 years, it feels like there's less of an appetite to bring in Mike Trout. I would still do it. If he's willing to waive his no trade and the Phillies could work out a deal for him, I would love Mike Trout in a Phillies uniform.
Yeah, so I think with a lot of things and all trades, it does depend on the price.
Yes.
Now, the issue with this, though, is even if, let's just say Mike Trout could come to the Phillies just for free. You'd have to trade anything for him. There is still the issue of his contract.
So it's five more years at $37 million a year.
Right. So that's a lot of money.
Yep.
The Phillies, while I give them credit for spending as much as they have, they are one of the teams that spend the most in baseball. It does seem they have a hard cap, right, where they can't just spend the Dodgers money, right?
And we're kind of near their cap.
And we are near that. So if you acquire Trout, I don't think it's crazy to say you are hurting your chances at re-signing Schwarber. Because they're probably roughly what Schwarber is projected around $40 million a year, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, in the 30s.
Right,
yeah.
So it's roughly the same. My concern with Trout is, A, I am not doubling down on an old roster. The Phillies are already an old roster that are probably at their last go at this, mm-hmm. right? So if you acquire Trout, while I agree he does help the team this year and he would be perfect, and I think he'd be a welcome vibe change too. Like, I think he would become a face of the team, which I think is somewhat needed for
them.
He
also could invigorate the fan base.
Correct.
Who feels right now very down on them.
Yes, I think there's a lot of positives with him. But I think that you got to remove emotion from this and say, I'm not trading one of the top three prospects for sure. Definitely not doing that. If you want to say Castellanos for Trout, sure, I would probably do that. But there is the real contract part of this. So I am not as into it as you are.
I am curious, actually, how many people will be into it as I am. If he is on the injured list, if he had played 15 games this year, the old thing would come back. He's always hurt. He's played 70 games. He has played, and since he came back from the injuries, he missed some time in May. He has been probably one of the 10 best hitters in baseball. He's hitting the ball harder than he has in 5 years. He's walking more than he has in years. Like, I know his numbers aren't prime Mike Trout, but on this Phillies team, he'd be their second best hitter.
But he could also, 6 months from now or whatever, less than that, 4 or 5 months from now, he could be another player that we're looking at and going, what a horrendous contract
they
have. Trey Turner has been better this year. Still, I would say not a great contract.
I agree with that.
Bryce Harper contract looks worse every single time he plays. And Mike Trout could be right up there with him, plus Aaron Nola. So you are really risking a lot for this exact team. And here's the other thing with Trout. Do I know he'll be good in the postseason?
He's played three total games, and it was a decade ago.
Correct. Yeah. So, and again, only three games. Wasn't good in those three games, for what it's worth, right? But I have no idea if he can handle pressure. He's played in an irrelevant franchise, basically never plays meaningful games out there. Is he going to be able to handle coming home to Citizens Bank Park and playing in the playoffs in Citizens Bank Park? I don't know that. So I'm not as sure as you are that he'll come here and absolutely dominate.
I should say. And I'm not sure either, because we've seen him just for three games. It was a decade ago. He could be a great postseason player. He could be a dud. I don't know. I mean, Roy Halladay once upon a time never made the playoffs, and then he threw we're searching for a bat. There's no bat they're going to get that's better. And I know Byron Buxton's name has come up a bunch in the last few weeks. He's hurt all the time, too.
And didn't he say he's not going to accept the trade?
He said he wouldn't waive his no trade. I'm telling you, I'd be shocked if the Phillies find a bat better than Mike Trout. He's here this weekend. I would do it. Kyle, I know every time we bring this up, you're always anti-Mike Trout. Where are you now? And Elliot, made the idea that maybe we shouldn't go double down on this. I'm desperate. I'm desperate for a bat.
But that's when you make bad decisions.
Well,
that's right.
We already made bad decisions. They paid Taiwan. They paid all these.
But
make another one.
No, hold on.
You sound like me with my credit card. It's like, I might as well just keep going at this point. Yeah. Well,
I need a bat.
But I think you're overstating how deep into this thing they are. Because I think the best thing that Dave Dombrowski did this offseason was leave them at least a little bit of flexibility in terms of not fully overcommitting. I know they have a lot of money tied up in years to Harper, Turner, and Aaron Nola, but we're sort of at this inflection point with this Phillies team right now where we either can win the World Series or we have to start thinking about the next phase of Phillies baseball, and that means youth. Like, the Mike Trout thing, I think, would tip it over too far into where I feel like they're overcommitted. Because he's under contract for, what, another six?
Five more.
I can't do that, man. You know, and Joe, I'm disappointed because I told you last year to give it up. And clearly you didn't listen to me.
Oh, I'm not listening.
So
I've been locked in his last 40 games. I mean, the guy's red hot.
And you know what else?
He's on base the last 40 games. I mean, I listen to this. It's 433.
That's awesome. But like, okay.
Awesome. We can't get 300 on bases.
First of all, he played 29 games last year.
I'm in the now.
He's never healthy. And in the now,
he's healthy
still,
right now.
Listen, he was and is a career loser. You're going to tell me that this guy.
An important point here.
This guy was with Shohei freaking Ohtani.
Oh, jeez.
Two lock Hall of Famers already on the same team.
They went to
the playoffs once.
It's baseball.
He's a career loser.
Yeah. Well, he has been a loser. Doesn't mean he can't become a winner here.
To Kyle's point, though. I don't get the vibe Mike Trout super wants to come to Philadelphia.
He doesn't.
He's had a lot of opportunities to come here, unless it's for an Eagles game. He loves to come to Eagles games.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
But... are we sure this guy wants to come here? Now, I know he'd have to waive his no-trade clause, so he obviously needs to be into it to an extent.
Yep.
But you're right that they might not be a better bat, but when you take into account the entire situation, I think there are other players they could acquire that are not financially as terrible as Trout is.
I just want them to make him say no. Work out a trade with the Angels and make him say no.
What would you be willing to give up, though? Because that's an important part of
this. Obviously not their top prospect.
You wouldn't give up Painter, Miller, or Crawford?
No, I would consider Miller or Crawford.
But you think... Okay, so...
I think that's... Why?
I think that's bat bleep.
He's playing like one of the best players in baseball.
Joe.
All right, hold on. We all pumped up how good Trey Turner's been this year. His OPS is 50 points higher. Like, he's still pretty... I think because sometimes when a player goes from their perch at all-time great, and they're not that anymore, we forget that that's still really good. If he came here, he'd be the second-best offense player on the team. Like, what, they're not going to accept nothing for him? You have to give up something.
I think you're viewing this the wrong way. Like, you are trading a future asset to make, one desperate last attempt with this team. And that's not where you don't make smart decisions when you're desperate and when you're trying frantically.
We're going to waste this era?
Yeah, I don't think it's wasting it. They've had their opportunity, and they have a chance this year. And you can acquire another player that doesn't, really hurt you for the future.
You guys too worried about the money.
You could say too worried about the money. The Phillies clearly have a hard cap.
Right, but they also have Castellanos come off the books after next year. So will Taijuan Walker. And what's his name? Wheeler's going to retire in 2 years.
But that's the best thing that this team has going for them is that they're not overcommitted beyond 2 years from now.
We're going to do the blind resume thing at 12:30. If I gave you a blind resume of Mike Trout and his numbers, you would say, go get that guy.
Of course, but the blind resume, if it included his contract.
It's a bad contract.
And his injury history. You're right. He's been hot right now.
Yes.
But that doesn't mean you make a massive financial commitment because of a small sample size.
I'm sitting here with Howie Roseman 1-2
Howie Roseman wins a lot.
Let's just go get good players.
You guilt tripped us with where they're going to waste this era. They can get Mike Trout or not and still win or not win the World Series.
Sure, but I want the last two deadlines, they got Austin Hayes and Rodolfo Castro. I want Mike Trout. I'm sorry.
There's a middle ground.
Yeah.
And by the way, the thing Elliot brought up about potentially losing Kyle Schwarber, absolutely not.
Well, you also have a hedge if you lose Kyle Schwarber. You have Mike Trout.
But it's not a hedge.
I don't
you
like
want.
That hedge.
Well,
yeah.
Why do you want to commit to 5 years of Mike Trout, who is hurt all the time? And how old is he now? He's got to be up there.
He's probably the same age as Bryce Harper. They came up at the same time.
Okay, yeah. So what?
He's 33.
33. So you're talking about committing to a player at somewhat max money for 5 years for what? For one attempt? World Series?
A hedge doesn't mean I'm also just saying goodbye to Schwarber. But if Schwarber leaves, at least I have a power bat that's on my team.
You're going to sign Schwarber as well? You think that's a financial possibility?
I think it could be.
And you're then going to be committed to four guys that are in their mid-30s?
What else are they going to do? I mean, you guys act like they have...
There's a clear smart thing to do here. If they don't win the World Series this year, you let Schwarber walk, you go to the young players, and you welcome the next era of Phillies baseball.
We also just assume the next era is Utley, Rollins, and Howard. How do we even know these guys can play?
You don't, but you're never going to find out if you keep paying 30-year-old players tons of money.
I just want Mike Trout. I'm sorry. You guys are making me feel guilty for one of the greatest players of all time, Robin Delco.
I don't think he is one of the best players of all time.
Oh, he obviously is.
You cannot be the best player of all time with zero postseason experience.
He's one of the best players of all time.
And he's been awesome in an irrelevant franchise playing irrelevant games.
If you make a list of the top 25 players to ever play baseball, he's on the list.
And I think that's wrong, though.
Well, I mean, that's my list.
I'm just letting you know.
Robin Delco is up. Hey, Rob.
Hey, Joe. What's up, Joe?
Hey, Rob. What's up?
What's up, Rob? How you doing, man?
Listen, finally, a reason of voice this week on with you.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
Elliot, you may be number one because you covered them and you're around the team all the time and you talk to Jalen, but I might be number two behind you. Joe, I got to come after you something you said a couple days ago.
Okay.
Because they like to take shots at Jalen. Him and that guy behind the glass like to take shots.
No, it's not a shot. We're just trying to bring everyone back to reality here. We've lost reality.
The reality is he is elite. That is the reality.
That is not
it
reality.
It is the reality.
Of NFL quarterbacks
today?
You want
to talk about resumes. You're so into Mike Trout's resume. What about Jalen's resume?
No, Mike Trout, forget resume. Mike Trout is playing right now better than any Philly except Schwarber.
In an irrelevant team for irrelevant games.
Yeah, he could hit here too. Rob, go ahead.
Joe, the one thing I want to take a shot at, you said a couple of days ago.
Yep.
Oh, well, the competition Hurts beat in the Super Bowl as far as quarterbacks. Daniel Jones, this guy, right? You didn't criticize him. You just dinged him a little bit for that, right?
Well, hold on. The conversation was, because someone was screaming about, why doesn't Allen and why doesn't Lamar make the Super Bowl? Okay. And I pointed out that the AFC is more challenging. Like,
okay,
in the last 5 years, they have to all go through each other every year, right? Like, Mahomes, Allen, Burrow, Lamar, they have to play each other just to get to the Super Bowl. Forget who wins. They have to get there that way. Jalen Hurts' first run to the Super Bowl came against Daniel Jones, and then Brock Purdy got hurt. Like,
What it's worth, I think Jalen's run to the Super Bowl this last year was either tied or in the top three for most combined wins of opponents. So he played teams that had a ton of wins. Now, we can parse how good they actually are, right? But in terms of total wins, I think only one or two teams have won a Super Bowl with more wins from their combined
this
opponents.
This one was more impressive
than 22, for sure.
Sure, yeah. In terms of the opponents, yeah.
I'm not comparing them to Brady, so please don't misunderstand what I'm saying. But he was in the easiest division in football for decades.
Yeah.
And so he didn't play those quarterbacks in the playoffs, but they put him in position to be the number one seed. They put him in position to get home field advantage. You don't think that had a huge influence on Brady's career?
Sure it did. Yeah, that's absolutely part of it.
Did we ding him a little bit for that?
No, but he also, in the playoffs, had to go through Peyton Manning.
Well, that's what I'm saying, Joe. I'm not saying that's who he played in the playoffs. But say he plays Peyton Manning at his place most of those times instead of playing him at home where it's miserable and it's in fire.
Definitely an advantage for Brady. It was.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Right.
And you want to talk about great defenses, by the way.
The Patriots. And he had Belichick, the best coach at the time. Yeah, I know.
And look at his several first Super Bowls, 100-something yards, 200-something yards. He was,
Rob's kind of schooling you here, Joe.
He's not. Rob is actually bringing us to a good point, which is we're putting the cart before the horse. Like, there is a chance Jalen keeps getting better.
Yes.
And in 5 years, he becomes a perennial MVP guy, and then all this
He's already a perennial MVP.
Well, but he's not. Well,
he is.
He didn't get a single MVP
he's
vote
been
this
in
year.
Right, but he
a
was,
single one.
He almost won it in 2022,
and that's
and
it.
He should have been in the discussion this year.
But he...
He wasn't. I get it. But I'm just saying, act like he's some role player.
But
that's
we can't just say he should have gotten MVP votes when none of the voters put him on the ballot.
Yeah, it's fair.
He didn't get... Yeah. Like, Rob, the comparison of Brady early on is similar to Hurts. I mean, I agree with that. But then eventually Brady became the driving force of the whole thing. That wasn't him early. It's not Hurts now.
Well, and Joe, here's another thing real fast. Look at that Washington game. What point did Hurts get hurt? I was asking Kyle. What point did he get hurt?
They were up 7-0 in the first. He got hurt, and they finished the drive with a touchdown. Am I right on that?
Yeah, it was either the first or second drive.
Yeah.
Okay. So it was real, real early.
Yes.
So my point is, and I know it's hard to say because it sounds like I'm talking out both sides of my mouth. Barkley had that one big run later on in the game. But you saw how it affected him, Joe.
Great point.
In that game when Hurts came out. Could you imagine 4, 5, 6 games of Hurts not being there? Barkley wouldn't have had close to the season he had. The threat of him keeping that ball, the threat of him running himself, what that does to the defense. You don't think that has a huge, huge impact? So it takes away from his personal stats, right?
Mm-hmm.
But it also adds to Barkley's personal stats, right? So he gets a little share of Barkley. Right?
So yeah, I agree.
You're 100% correct.
I agree. We're also, I think, taking some credit away from the coaching staff. That if they had to play with a different quarterback, they couldn't adjust the offense to adjust the running game to Saquon.
You don't figure
if they run the RPO with Kenny Pickett, no one's respecting the quarterback run part of it.
Really quick. So when Jalen and Nick are together, right, they win about, 75% of their games, 80%, something absurd like that.
Yeah.
I think without Jalen, Nick is under 500, 2-3. It's a small sample size, but that doesn't impact you at all. The fact that when Jalen plays, they win all the time, and when he doesn't play, they don't win.
Hear common sense,
well, I mean, who are the games? They went.
Well, I agree, it's a small sample size, but from 80% to under 500 is a pretty drastic change.
Sure, but I mean, one of those games was in Dallas when Dallas was like a 12-win team. Like they could have lost that game anyway.
Yeah, Jalen beat 12-win teams all the time.
All right. Rob, what is your point? I don't understand.
But my point is, we can nitpick all day and say it's about Hurts, but then I can counter your counter, and you can counter my counter.
Well, that's kind of what we do all day. Yeah.
Didn't you nitpick Bryce Harper yesterday for not enough RBIs?
they want to put Schwarber in the Phillies, top five Hall of Fame, and the guy plays half of the game. That's a good point. I don't even think he knew what his point was. Rob's in outer space.
What?
I think he mixed up Schwarber with Harper.
Rob, what concert should we go to?
Listen, it's an event, and it's been a while with the last several years, and you get to see multiple stars, and you get to drink, have a good time. Barefoot Music City Country Fest at Wildwood, New Jersey.
When is that? Is that like the same time of the year?
It's the same time of the year. It's in June. It's already passed, but it's something you can go to next June, the June after that. Barefoot Country Music Fest.
All right, Rob. Good one. We appreciate it.
So I didn't really understand why that meant that he was more deserving than Chase Utley. I didn't get the Utley aspect of this.
People just want to defend Jalen.
Against what? This is about putting him in the top five.
Against
of the
what?
Last quarter
against
century.
Against you two. That's what they want to defend him
no,
against.
No, because, hold on. No, no. Because
against what?
Because you're acting like this is an attack. We're debating whether he's five or six on the best Philadelphia athletes of the last 25 years.
Right.
Why is that not okay for everybody?
It's okay, but the reality is, if it was any other quarterback, I shouldn't say that. For years, McNabb was basically ripped because he didn't have playoff success. And now we got a quarterback that has a ton of playoff success, and it still feels like it's not good enough to fully give him credit.
Well, because now I think we conflate issues a lot of times because we say winning is the only thing that matters. As a fan, yes, that's all anyone should care about. Then why do we get so upset when some random guy that we have no idea who the hell he is putting Jalen Hurts at six or say nine? Like, that clearly matters to you. Where he's being ranked amongst other quarterbacks. But whether or not he wins and where he stacks up against other players in the league are two entirely separate conversations.
So it definitely matters where he's ranked. I agree with you on that. it definitely does.
I'm glad we can admit that.
Of course it does. It should matter because when he is ranked lower than he should be, that is unfair to his accomplishments. And I think that's really what, with Jalen specifically, if you look at his entire football career, it does seem like he's constantly been slighted every step of the way.
Would you say,
I think that's a theme with Jalen that is not there with other quarterbacks.
Well, but part of it, and I'm not saying this is his fault, it's kind of how things have worked out. He's played in probably the highest level program and then the highest level NFL team. So he's always been surrounded by a lot of talent. So I think it makes it harder to truly evaluate how much is him.
So I'm
not blaming him. Like, I'd go to Alabama, and he got drafted by the Eagles. Like, it's not his fault. It's what it is.
I would agree with you on that, but where I would maybe view it differently is the reason he's always at these elite programs and elite teams is because he himself is elite. He didn't get to go to Alabama and Oklahoma because he won the lottery. Like, he went there because he was one of the best players in high school football, and then he went to Oklahoma because he was still considered one of the better
agree with that. I don't think he's an Eagle because he was viewed as an elite prospect. He was the 53rd pick in the draft. The Eagles were smart to see something in him.
Correct, but the Eagles did not become an elite team until he became their starting quarterback.
See, that's just the reality.
You can deny it all you want.
Because you're using a small sample to say
3 years? 3 years is not a small sample.
Hold on a second. 3 years? If I include it to 4 years, they had won the Super Bowl the year before.
No, I'm saying 22, 23, and 24.
Okay.
They would have been elite teams.
Yes, and they weren't in 18, 19, 20 before he got here?
No, they were not an elite team.
Right,
they were a good team, right, but they were not an elite team.
Right, but if I make the sample 4 years, they'd won the Super Bowl.
Agreed, but we can also look at this logically and say that over those 4 years, they really in 17, they were amazing, and that counts. But it was a one-off. It was not the beginning of a great team. Right. Jalen has turned them into a team that every year...
Well, the Eagles are a great organization. So Jalen didn't turn the Eagles.
Part of that is Jalen, though.
I agree.
A large part of it.
But you're saying Jalen turned the Eagles into a great organization.
Well, they weren't one until he got here.
Yes, they were.
Where are all these winning seasons you're pointing to? You're right. In 17, they won one. But in 18, 19, and 20, they were not a special team. They won one playoff game in 3 years. And prior to 17, I think they had won one playoff game in like 8 years, maybe?
17, 18, 19. Super Bowl, NFC divisional round, and they got to the playoffs.
Correct.
And so the outlier to me was 2020. They had one bad year.
They won one playoff game in the 3 years prior to him being here.
Obviously, we're looking at the same thing two different ways. It's like half dozen or six, right? Like,
no, I think actually you're looking at it wrong. I think you're miscounting the eggs.
Well, I'm giving facts. 17 Super Bowl, 18 divisional round, 19 playoffs.
Okay, let me ask you this. Has the team been better from 22, 23, 24, or from 17, 18, 19, 20?
This run.
Yes, that's the point I'm making.
I don't disagree with that. You're totally right. But my point is, you're saying he's the reason. I could also say they also started drafting all these other good players.
Yes.
They didn't have Devontae Smith and have A.J. Brown and Leonard Dickerson.
Correct, but all those players matter less if you don't have a good quarterback. It's like saying you have a great car with all these great parts, but the engine isn't that good.
I know. I just think it's not so much about Jalen. I think it's almost unfair to how great the team is to say it's because of him.
But that's just how football works. We do it with every other team. It's the quarterback. When you are talking about Eagles' opponent, the first thing you think of is, all right, who's their quarterback?
I know, but I just don't think he's the reason they became great.
All the other 31 teams, the quarterback's the most important part.
It reminds me, and I mean this as a compliment, even though it like, makes people's skin crawl, it reminds me of the early 90s Cowboys. I don't think Troy Aikman was the reason they were great.
Well, he was a Hall of Fame quarterback.
He was, though. And he was a very good player. But the reason they were great is they had 25 other good players.
Yeah.
And then he was kind of the cherry on top. All right, 215-592-9494 for your calls on all this. Top five athletes last 25 years of Philadelphia sports. The one spot that the closest voting was the last spot. Who belongs? Chase Utley or Jalen Hurts? I want to trade for Mike Trout. He's here this weekend. I think it's kind of being lost to people that he's back to playing quite well. Last 40 games on base is .433. He's healthy right now. He's played in 70 games. I would trade for him in a heartbeat and take the risk on of his contract should the Phillies trade for him. And when we come back, we've given you the staff list, the fan list. We'll look at how they differ and some of the voting things that stood out to me when I dove into the numbers this morning. 215-592-9494. It is the Midday Show. Elliot in for Hugh on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast!
Oh my God!
Whole scheme.
Struck him out with 102!
Laser beam! Ooh,
tight! Inevitable!
Walk off, baby! This is the best!
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit SmileGeneration.com/confidence today. and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.